This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Soon, coastside residents who are low income and struggle with substance use will have more places to go for help. San Mateo County has become the first in the state to receive approval from the California Department of Health Care Services and Medicare and Medicaid Services to create a local drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system. We spoke with Steve Kaplan, Director of Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, to find out more about this new service.
I think I'd like to start by asking for your definition of substance abuse. What exactly, how would you phrase what is substance abuse?
Terminology we actually use now is substance use, and the reason for that change is we understand that situation occurs along a continuum from people who are having substance use issues that have minor but yet increasingly significant impacts on their daily living, all the way to those that have a complete addiction and dependency where the acquisition of a substance and the use of the substance is really the major controlling impact on their lives. So it's really a continuum.
What exactly are some of the substances?
In San Mateo County, our biggest issue around substances is alcohol, followed by methamphetamines and marijuana. Heroin and opiates are at a lower percentage, but increasing and certainly significant.
So overall, when you do the stats and in your position, you have kind of a feel and a flavor for what San Mateo County is doing in relationship to the Bay Area or the state level. How are we in that particular area?
Well, I think we're relatively doing well. We're very excited about the opportunities that are now in front of us through a federal waiver that the state of California has received from the federal government that we believe will allow us to significantly expand and improve our delivery system for people that have addiction issues.
Actually, that's a great transition line because the headline of the press release reads, San Mateo County Substance Use Disorder Treatment Plan approved first in the state. So would you say we're in the vanguard of something new that they're trying? Are they testing it on us? Or how would you describe this treatment plan that is now coming online?
We wouldn't say it's a test. I think your phraseology of vanguard might be more appropriate. I know the federal government is very interested in what California is proposing to do, and San Mateo, as I mentioned, is the first in the state to have a plan to implement this approved by both the federal government and the state. So we're excited about being at the front of this transformation of the system of care for people with addiction issues who are also Medicaid beneficiaries. Historically in California, available treatment and recovery supports for that population has been very limited.
How exactly is this going to work? We deal primarily here at this radio station with things of a local nature. So say there are people on the coastside that have these disorders and they're in need of treatment. Walk us through how that would look. Where would they go? How would they get help?
We've designed this so that somebody has multiple points of access available to them because we know that timing is crucial for somebody with an addiction and their interest in receiving help. And we don't want that window to close before they have had a chance to make contact with our system. So there's a number of ways that that can be done. We have a central access line that somebody could call. But people can also walk in to either one of our county-operated clinics or one of our contracted community-based organizations. And if they do show up, they'll be screened, and we have a standard screening tool to try to get a sense of not only what their level of addiction or involvement with substances are, but some of the other related issues in their lives, to make a determination of what we believe the best initial treatment strategy, level of care, if you will, would be for their particular situation, and then make sure that they get access to that in a very reasonable time.
Now, you mentioned some of the places they could go, but where would they be? In other words, physically, where are these offices? Where are these locations? Or how does a person find out about them?
So we have clinics throughout the county. We have community-based organizations really throughout the county as well. We have a lot of marketing activities going on with our primary care partners, our school-based providers, our website. So we try to blanket this as much as possible. When we implement the program, we partner with the Health Plan of San Mateo, and all of the Medicaid beneficiaries, our members with the Health Plan of San Mateo, will work with them to make sure their members receive information on this new benefit and how to access care.
So it's pretty extensive as far as the locations where people can go to get help, assistance, more information. Now, is there a telephone number or a website that people can also go to find out more about the program?
I just also want to caution, we're not implementing yet. The approval of our implementation plan was one step in implementing this. We have still some work to do with the State Department of Health Care Services around contracts so that everything is in place, et cetera, and we still need to go to the Board of Supervisors. So we're anticipating this new package of services to be available to people, I'm hoping towards the end of this year, if not sooner.
Let's talk just for a moment of how important it is for people to get help when they have these disorders. If left undone, unchecked, obviously it just kind of spirals down in their life. But conversely, if they get treatment overall, what is the success rate in people that are really trying to overcome some of these disorders?
Yeah, that's a good question. So let me start with the first part of that question. Obviously, treating a condition, any condition, but certainly with substance use, the earlier the better, for sure. We know that people who have been involved in substance use and with their addiction for long periods of time just have more and more complications, whether they're health complications, employment, family matters, housing issues, et cetera. They just become more complex. And of course, if they're more complex, then requires a much greater effort. So the sooner, always the better. The other thing to remember as well, that addiction is a chronic relapsing condition, which means that it's certainly not an unusual circumstance for somebody to have been in a recovery, abstaining from substances and relapse, similar to, let's say, somebody who's a diabetic and may go off of their diet and start to have some more diabetic symptoms. The important thing is that they get reengaged in treatment and support as quickly as possible. The success rate really varies, and it just depends, again, on the complexity. But we believe that with the treatment system we're going to offer, a good majority of people will have a much better opportunity. And the reason I say that is because historically, the way the treatment systems, not just in San Mateo, but throughout California, in the public sector at least, have been designed as it was as if the use of substances was more of an acute condition, meaning you go in, you get help, and then you're done, as well as opposed to something that is far more chronic.
Mr. Kaplan, thank you so much for checking in with us and giving us an update on this program. We'll be interested to see when it comes actually online. And if you could go ahead and if you have that website address handy, you can give it to me now.
So the website address is smchealth.org/WM. And that'll take them to our newsletter that we publish every other month. We will certainly, as there's news to make sure people understand and know about, particularly when this program gets implemented, that will definitely be in there.
And again, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Steve Kaplan, Director of Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, speaking on a new drug Medi-Cal organized delivery system designed to help low-income residents who struggle with substance abuse. Our feature story of the week. This is Jim Henderson. Thank you for joining us. And now join us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Destination this week, 1998. Next on your hometown community station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Hello, I'm Susan Ackerman, and I live down on the South Coast, and I come to Granola's, have coffee with my friends, have their incredibly delicious quiche, and have their gluten-free pastries. We love sitting around their handmade redwood tables and soft cushioned seats and being in just a super relaxing, lovely, non-stressful coffee house. The coffee's amazing as well, and they serve it with almond milk, coconut milk, and any sort of creamer.
Granola's Coffee House. Open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Granola's Coffee House is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors and Half Moon Bay.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Something special is coming to Big Creek Lumber in Half Moon Bay on Saturday, June 18th. Listen here for details.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1998.
We are turning the dials on the KHMB Time Machine back 18 years to June 1998. These are the stories and events now taking place. While checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, the deputies are moving to Moss Beach. Sheriff's office substation to be relocated from the airport to move to 500 California Avenue. The former site of Coastside Automotive is expected to take place in July, according to Sheriff Lieutenant Larry Boss, explaining, "We need more space and a place for a lieutenant, and that way we will be able to provide more community policing." And a bed and breakfast slated for Miramar Avenue. A new B&B will be built in Miramar, the inn which will be owned and operated by Ken and Ellen Landis of Half Moon Bay, will be called Landis Shores. Right now, the foundation is being poured. When completed, it will have 8 rooms, each with its own fireplace and private balcony. And Sunken Buoy alarms Coast Guard. The reef marker wrecked for the 5th time in 2 years. Someone apparently has a big dislike for the buoy, an intense dislike for sea lions, and may be putting Pillar Point Harbor boaters at great risk. Any boat entering Pillar Point Harbor has to be south of the buoy, says Dan Temko, Pillar Point Harbor Master. This is really crucial. Temko and coastal officials suspect that the culprit is a fisherman who takes aim at sea lions who are perched sunning themselves on top of the buoy. And the fishermen are taking aim with their guns. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. It's graduation time, and everyone at Cameron's Inn would like to say a big congrats to all of our Coastside grads. My brother, my sister, and I all graduated from Half Moon Bay High and absolutely loved our school years there. And, of course, my kids graduated from there as well. And this year, my nephew, Colton Palmer, is graduating. There will be lots of family celebrations honoring the graduates, many of which happen at Cameron's Inn. Come on in and show us your recent graduate, and we'll treat you to some great graduation memories. Best of luck to all of you, whether you're off to college or job hunting. All of us at Cameron's Restaurant Pub & Inn are so proud of our graduates and want to wish you a great, great future. 1998, and after many years of troubles in Northern Ireland, both sides agree to Good Friday Peace Agreement, which seems to be holding. U.S. President Bill Clinton denies he had sexual relations with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, but later admits it. The Soviet Union banking system is suffering a meltdown, and the ruble has already lost 70% of its value against the United States dollar in the past 6 months. And several of the largest Russian banks are collapsing. According to UNICEF, there are about 250 million child laborers worldwide. What does the cost of living look like in 1998? Yearly inflation is running at 1.5%, and the average annual income is $38,000. With that income, you can buy a new house for $129,000 or rent one for $619 per month. A postage stamp is 32 cents, and a pound of hamburger meat is $1.40. Loaf of bread, $1.26. Store gas will cost you $1.15 a gallon. Popular films include Titanic, Saving Private Ryan, Armageddon, and Dr. Doolittle. In popular music, these two artists team up to produce number one hit. Here's Celine Dion and R. Kelly with I'm Your Angel.
No mountains too high for you to climb. Believe it when you pray.
It was 2 years ago that this Jackson, Mississippi gal started her career. 21 weeks on the charts and solid gold. Here's Leanne Rimes with Looking Through Your Eyes.
Look at the sky, tell me, do you see? Just close your eyes and describe it to me. The heavens are sparkling with starlight tonight. That's what I see through your eyes. I see the heavens each time that you smile. I hear your heartbeat just go on for miles. And suddenly I know my life is worthwhile. That's what I see through your eyes. Here in the night I see the sun. Here in the dark are two hearts on
year, a different year, and a different adventure. For the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. As always, thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Here's Phil from Phil's Tire and Auto.
One of the things that we will always recommend is that you check the alignment on your vehicle. Sometimes we can tell that you're out of alignment by the way the tire that's coming off is worn. It can be worn on the shoulder, or it can be cupped, or it can have other influences that the alignment could have saved. We will check your alignment for free, and if you need that alignment, it's half price with the purchase of four tires. We want to make sure that you get the highest miles possible, and our alignment equipment will make sure that that takes place at Phil's Tire Pros in Half Moon Bay. Thanks.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. installing peace of mind.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Even though we don't get real hot days here on the coast, many of us coastsiders travel to warm places with our pets during the summer, so I'd like to share some hot weather tips with you. Number 1. Pets can get dehydrated quickly, so give them plenty of fresh, clean water when it's hot outdoors. Make sure your pets have a shady place to get out of the sun, be careful not to overexercise them, and keep them indoors when it's extremely hot. Know the warning signs of overheating. Symptoms of overheating in pets include excessive panting or difficulty breathing, increased heart rate and respiratory rate, drooling, mild weakness, stupor, or even collapse. They can also include seizures, bloody diarrhea, and vomit, along with an elevated body temperature of over 104 degrees. Animals with flat faces, like pugs or Persian cats, are more susceptible to heat stroke since they cannot pant as effectively. These pets, along with the elderly, the overweight, and those with heart or lung diseases, should be kept in cool, air-conditioned rooms as much as possible. Number 2. Never leave your animals alone in a parked vehicle on a hot day. On a hot day, a parked car can become a furnace in no time, even with the windows open, which could lead to fatal heat stroke. Also, leaving pets unattended in cars in extreme weather is illegal in several states. Number 3. Do not leave pets unsupervised around a pool. Not all dogs are good swimmers. Introduce your pets to water gradually and make sure they wear flotation devices when on boats. Rinse your dog off after swimming to remove chlorine or salt from his fur, and try to keep your dog from drinking pool water, which contains chlorine and other chemicals that could upset his stomach. Number 4. Do a screen test on your windows. During warmer winter months, the ASPCA sees an increase in injured animals as a result of high-rise syndrome, which occurs when pets, mostly cats, fall out of windows or doors and are seriously or fatally injured. Pet owners need to know that this is completely preventable if they take simple precautions. Keep all unscreened windows or doors in your home closed and make sure adjustable screens are tightly secured. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, what's new at Kibbles? In Clover Wellness Supplements and Treats for Pets, created by a biochemist, made in the USA, and USDA-inspected, FDA-registered facilities. In Clover is on a 20% introductory sale right now. Also, check out our new Big Shrimpy and Bowser's beds. Lots of fun colors and fabrics. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Back to hot weather tips. Number 5. How about a summer haircut? If you are traveling somewhere really warm, feel free to trim longer hair on your dog. But never shave your dog. The layers of a dog's coat protect them from overheating and sunburn. Brushing cats more often than usual can prevent problems caused by excessive heat. And be sure that any sunscreen or insect repellent that you use on your pets is labeled specifically for use on animals. Number 6. When the temperature is very high, don't let your dog linger on hot asphalt. Being so close to the ground, your pooch's body can heat up quickly and sensitive paw pads can burn. Keep walks during these times to a minimum. Number 7. Avoid chemicals, commonly used flea and tick products, rodenticides, and lawn and garden insecticides can be harmful to dogs and cats if ingested, so keep them out of reach. When walking your dog, steer clear of areas that you suspect have been sprayed with insecticides or other chemicals. Keep citronella candles, oil products, and insect coils out of pets' reach as well. Call your vet or the ASPCA Animal Poison Control if you suspect your animal has ingested a poisonous substance. Number 8. Taking Fido to a backyard barbecue or party? Remember that the food and drink offered to guests may be poisonous to pets. keep alcoholic beverages away from pets as they can cause intoxication, depression, and comas. Similarly, remember that the snacks enjoyed by your human friends should not be a treat for your pet. Any change of diet, even for one meal, may give your dog or cat severe digestive ailments. Avoid raisins, grapes, onions, chocolate, and products with the sweetener xylitol. I hope these tips help everyone have a fun and safe summer with your pets. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Bay World Travel and Oceana Cruises invite you to make the all-life choice and take advantage of free internet and your choice of free shore excursions, free house beverage packages, or a shipboard credit up to $500 on select sailings aboard Oceana's luxury ships. Savor cuisine renowned as the finest at sea, rivaling Michelin-starred restaurants ashore and inspired by master chef Joaquin Pippen. These culinary delights have always been a hallmark that distinguishes the Oceana experience from any other, considering the uncompromising quality. Perhaps the most remarkable aspect of the Oceana cruise voyage is its incredible value. Call Bay World Travel today to start planning your next journey with Oceana Cruises at 726-7345 or visit them online at bayworldtravel.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. It isn't often that Half Moon Bay has a whole week of hot weather, leading me to talk about six foods that can keep you cool when it is warm outside. The following is credited to Tanya Zuckerbrot, registered dietitian and author of two bestsellers on diets. The first food to keep you cool is cucumbers. Cucumbers are made up almost entirely of water, so when you eat one, it's like you're taking a big sip of water. Also, cucumbers reduce swelling and bloating, a real plus if you are out in a swimsuit or doing a lot of walking. Cucumber slices can be used to relieve puffy, dry eyes from too much sun and chlorine. The second food is mint. It makes sense that mint helps cool you down. After all, most mint-flavored gums boast the icy effect that it has. The same goes for when you eat fresh mint. The spicy herb gives a burst of cooling freshness on your tongue. Try adding mint to iced tea for any frosty brew, and add it to fruit salads, your favorite cocktails, or use the oil to help cool hot skin naturally. The third cooling food is radishes. These little purple-crimson orbs are a great addition to your summer diet because they are loaded with vitamin C, potassium, and antioxidants that have anti-inflammatory properties. Radishes owe their cooling effect to their high water content, yet their distinctively spicy taste makes them a jazzy addition to a leafy green salad. The fourth cooling food to keep you cool is fruits. For tangy refreshment, you can't beat summer fruit. The juicier, the better. Peaches, plums, nectarines, and berries are just a few good choices, and they're available readily now, so go ahead and enjoy them whole, sliced, or all mixed up in a colorful fruit salad. For a super cold smoothie, toss frozen fruit or berries into your favorite recipe.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about foods that can keep you cool when it's hot outside. The fifth food that can keep you cool is watermelon. As its name implies, this larger-than-life fruit is 90% water, making it a great thirst quencher and nature's perfect sports drink because it replenishes electrolytes that we lose when we sweat. You get a nice nutritional boost eating watermelon, too, since its pink flesh contains vitamins A, C, and the antioxidant lycopene. For a twist on serving watermelon, try grilling your slices for a uniquely succulent flavor. And the last food that can keep you cool are grapefruits. Citrus fruits, including lemons, limes, oranges, and grapefruits, are some of the most cooling fruits around. Grapefruits give you that pucker tart yet sweet taste. But did you know they contain fat-blasting enzymes that make them great for dieters? Serve grapefruits icy cold or cut them up and add them to a crisp arugula and fennel salad. And one last tip. Eating something hot or spicy may seem counterintuitive when it's scorching hot outside, but adding hot chilies to a dish or having a hot cup of herbal tea will make you sweat a bit, which is nature's way of cooling us down. Thanks again to Tanya Zuckerbrot, author and registered dietitian, for this information on keeping cool with foods. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, hoping you stay cool this summer.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Michael Kay with an encore edition of Coastside Carousel. Coastside Carousel, brought to you by our friends at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. You can't help but have a good time over at Cameron's, where there's lots of fun outside and plenty of brews on the wall on the inside. Head on down to the south end of town, right across from the fire station with the red double-decker London-style bus in front for a very good time. Well, for this week, we're going to feature an encore performance of my good friend and terrific Coastside artist, Marty Williams. We're really blessed to have professionals of such caliber living right here on the coast. And we're going to kick it off with Come Together.
Here come old Flat Top. He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeballs. He run holy roller. He's got head down to his knees. Got to be a joker. He just do what he please. He got toe jam football. He got monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He say, I know you and
tell you is you've got to be free. Come together right now over me. He got was scrumble. He got on no side, boy. He won spinal cracker. He got beat down below his knees. Hold you in his arm till you can feel his disease. Come together right now over me. Roller coaster, he got early warning. He got muddy water, he won mojo filter. He says one and one, and one is three. Got to be good looking, cause he looks just like me. Come together right now over me. Come together. Come together. Come together. Come together. Together right now over me.
Well, now that we're all together, let's have a little mercy with Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
She may not have the look like one of those bunnies from the Playboy Club. She's got something more precious than gold. And I'm crazy about my baby. She got a whole lot of soul. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and hugging. Sure is mellow. I'm glad I'm a fella, cause you know that she knocks me off my feet. Have mercy on me. There is no girl in this whole world who can love.
Something we haven't had a lot of lately, but hopefully we'll have as months to come. The next song, On a Clear Day.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, life it will astound you, and show every being I'll shine every star you feel part of. Every mountain, sea, and shore you can hear from far and near, a world you've never heard before. On a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and evermore. Thank you.
pretty. Rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, life it will astound you. Show every being outshine, every star you feel part of. Every mountain, sea, and shore you can hear from far and near. A world you've never heard before on a clear day. On a clear day, you can see forever and ever more.
And finally, something I'm really looking forward to this summer, sunny.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. The dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine. Okay. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all and all. Now I stay 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you.
sunny. Thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like a windblown sand, and a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, one so true, I love you.
That wraps up another show for Coastside Carousel. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Until next time, this is your host, Michael Kay, keeping it real.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
Hello everybody, Jacob Smith here with your Half Moon Bay movie picks for this week. First up this week is the documentary Tig, about innovative stand-up comedian Tig Notaro. Tig Notaro has had a harrowing life recently that culminated in a breakthrough set at LA's famed Lago Comedy Club. Here's the list of events that led to that night. She suffered through a bout of pneumonia, was then diagnosed with an intestinal damaging bacteria. A week later, her mother died unexpectedly and suddenly. Her girlfriend left her, and then to top it all off, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, leading her to have a double mastectomy. After all this happened, Tig wanted to get up on stage and do her act. What resulted was a legendary stand-up routine that was acclaimed by all that saw it and can never be recreated. She started her act with, "Hi, how is everyone doing? I have cancer." She was revealing and hilarious, with no filters, as you expect from someone who has just faced death after being diagnosed with a terminal illness. The film documents Notaro's meteoric rise following her Lago set, and her relationship with her now partner, and her attempt to have a child through IV surrogate and adoption. As a documentary, the film was subtly handled and mixes up interviews with family members, fellow comics, and Notaro herself. It is at once harrowing, hilarious, and uplifting, codified by the charm and comedic genius of Notaro herself. Next up is the 1974 Roman Polanski classic, Chinatown, starring a young Jack Nicholson as Jake Gitz, a PI hired by Evelyn Ladd to carry out surveillance on her husband. Quickly, the story gets complicated, dangerous, and intriguing. Chinatown is truly a classic neo-noir detective story that includes the undercurrent of California's water scarcity that is apropos in our current Californian drought. Polanski and Nicholson are at their best, especially Nicholson, who carries the film with panache and aggression. The film's style is brooding and menacing, keeping you engaged throughout. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it, and if you have, watch it again. It truly is a classic. Those are your Half Moon Bay movie picks for this week. I'm Jacob Smith. Happy watching!